In the context of security automation, reading files is one of the most fundamental and frequently used operations. Whether you are parsing log files to detect suspicious activity, reading a list of IP addresses to scan, loading a word list for a brute force simulation, or analyzing configuration files for misconfigurations, Python's ability to open and read text files is a core skill every security professional must master. This course covers how Python handles file reading, the syntax and mechanics of the built-in open function, the different reading methods available, good practices around file handling, and practical examples relevant to security automation contexts. Why reading files matters in security automation. In your day-to-day work as a cybersecurity practitioner, you will regularly encounter situations where data lives in plain text files. Consider the following scenarios. A server generates access logs. You write a Python script to parse these logs and extract all lines containing HTTP status code 403, forbidden, which could indicate brute force attempts or unauthorized access. A penetration tester maintains a list of common passwords in a text file. A Python script reads this file line by line and tests each password against a login form during an authorized test. A DevSecOps engineer has a file listing known vulnerable dependency names. A script reads the file and compares it against the project's dependencies to flag risks. A network analyst stores a list of IP address ranges in a configuration file. A script reads this file and uses the addresses to drive automated scanning with tools such as Nmap. In all these cases, the entry point is the same: opening a file and reading its contents. Python makes this straightforward and safe when done correctly. The open function. The built-in open function is the standard way to access a file in Python. Its most basic syntax is open file name, mode, where. File name is a string containing the path to the file, either relative to the directory where the script runs, or absolute, the full path from the root of the file system. Mode is a string that tells Python how to open the file. The most important modes for reading are R, read mode, default, opens the file for reading. The file must already exist. Otherwise, Python raises a file not found error. R.b. Read in binary mode, used for non-text files such as images or compiled files. In this course, we focus on text mode. If you do not specify a mode, Python defaults to R. So openmyfile.txt and openmyfile.txt, R, are equivalent. The open function returns a file object, also called a file handle. You use this object to perform reading operations. When you are done, you must close the file to release the system resource. Forgetting to close a file can cause resource leaks, especially in long-running scripts. Example. File equals open server underscore logs.txt, or content equals file.readfile.close. This opens server underscore logs.txt, reads its entire content into the variable content, and then closes the file. The recommended approach, using with. In professional and production Python code, the recommended way to open a file is using the with statement, also called a context manager. This approach automatically closes the file when the block of code inside the with statement is finished, even if an error occurs during execution. The syntax is with open server underscore logs.txt, R, as file. Content equals file.read. Here, file is the file object, only available inside the with block. Once the block ends, Python automatically calls file.close. This is safer and cleaner than manually calling close, and you should always prefer this approach. In a security context, scripts may process many files in sequence. If a file fails to open or an error occurs mid-read, the with statement guarantees that resources are properly released, preventing hard-to-debug issues. Three main methods for reading file content. Once a file is open, Python provides three main methods to read its content. 1. Read. The read method reads the entire content of the file as a single string. This is useful when the file is small enough to fit comfortably in memory, and you want to process the whole content at once. Example. With openconfig.txt, R, as file. Content equals file.read, print content. If config.txt contains host equals 192.168.1.1, port equals 8080, protocol equals HTTP, then content will be the string. Host equals 192.168.1.1/endport=8080/endprotocol=http/n. Note that line breaks are represented as \n, new line characters, in the string. The read method is simple but can be memory intensive for very large files. 2. Redline. The redline method reads one line at a time from the file. Each call to red line advances the reading position to the next line. When the end of the file is reached, red line returns an empty string. Example. With openip_list.txt, r, as file. First underscore line equals file.redline. Second underscore line equals file.redline. Print first underscore line. If ip_list.txt contains 192.168.0.1, 10.0.0.5, 172.16.0.3, then first underscore line will be 192.168.0.1/n, second underscore line will be 10.0.0.5/n. Note that red line includes the new line character /n at the end of each line, except possibly the last line if it has no trailing new line. You can remove it using the strip method. First underscore line dot strip gives 192.168.0.1.3. Red lines. The red lines method reads all lines of the file and returns them as a Python list. Each element in the list is a string corresponding to one line, including the new line character /n. Example. With openip_list.txt, r, as file. Lines equals file.redlines, print lines. This would output 192.168.0.1/n, 10.0.0.5/n, 172.16.0.3/n. You can then iterate over the list. For line in lines, print line.strip. This prints each IP address cleanly, without extra whitespace or newline characters. Iterating directly over a file object. A very common and efficient pattern in Python is to iterate directly over the file object using a for loop. This reads the file line by line without loading the entire file into memory, which is ideal for large log files. With openaccess_log.txt, r, as file. For line in file. If 403 in line. Print line.strip. This script opens an access log file and prints every line that contains the string 403. This is exactly the kind of quick log analysis a security analyst might run to spot access denial patterns. This approach is memory efficient because Python reads one line at a time from disk. For very large files, multi-gigabyte log archives, this is significantly better than read or red lines, which would attempt to load everything into memory at once. Handling file paths, relative versus absolute. When you provide a file name to open, you can use a relative path. Python looks for the file relative to the current working directory, the folder from which you run your script. Example, openlog/access.txt, r, looks for a folder named logs in the current directory. An absolute path, the full path from the file system root. Example, open /var/log/ning/access.log, r, on a Linux system. In security automation scripts, absolute paths are often safer and more explicit, especially when scripts are run from different locations or scheduled as automated tasks. Handling errors gracefully. When working with files, errors are common. The most frequent ones are file not found error. The file does not exist at the specified path. Permission error. The script does not have the rights to read the file, common when reading system logs on Linux. ISA directory error. The path given points to a directory, not a file. A robust script should handle these errors using a /accept block. Try. With openpasswords.txt, r, as file. For line in file, print line.strip, accept file not found error. Print error. The file was not found. Accept permission error. Print error. Insufficient permissions to read this file. In security scripts that run autonomously or as part of a pipeline, silent failures are dangerous. Always handle file errors explicitly so that failures are logged and visible. Encoding, a practical consideration. Text files can use different character encodings. The most common is UTF-8, which handles most characters used in modern text. On some systems, especially older Windows environments, files may use a different encoding such as Latin 1. If you open a file with the wrong encoding, Python may raise a Unicode decode error to specify the encoding explicitly. With openreport.txt, r, encoding equals UTF-8, as file. Content equals file.red. As a best practice, always specify encoding equals UTF-8 when reading text files, unless you have a specific reason to use another encoding. This makes your scripts predictable and portable across different operating systems. Practical security automation example, parsing a log file. Here is a complete, realistic example combining all the concepts covered. Target underscore keyword equals failed. Log underscore file equals /var/log/auth.log. Try. With open log underscore file, r, encoding equals UTF-8, as file. For line in file. If target underscore keyword in line. Print line dot strip, accept file not found error. Print log file not found, check the path, accept permission error. Print cannot read the log file, try running with elevated privileges. This script reads the Linux authentication log file and prints every line that contains the word failed. These lines typically correspond to failed login attempts, for example, failed SSH authentications, which are important indicators of brute force attacks or unauthorized access attempts. A security analyst or a DevSecOps engineer could use this as a starting point for building an automated alert system. Summary of key points. To consolidate what has been covered in this course, the open function is used to open a file. Its first argument is the file path, string, and its second argument is the mode, r for reading text files. The with statement is the recommended way to open files. It automatically closes the file when the block ends, even in case of errors. The read method returns the entire file content as a single string. The redline method returns one line at a time as a string, including the trailing newline character. The redlines method returns all lines as a list of strings. Iterating directly over a file object with a for loop is memory efficient and ideal for large files. File paths can be relative or absolute. Absolute paths are safer in automation contexts. Common errors when opening files include file not found error and permission error. Always handle them with /accept blocks. Specifying encoding equals UTF-8 explicitly is a best practice for text file reading. The strip method is frequently used to remove trailing newline characters and whitespace from lines read from a file. Mastering these concepts allows you to build reliable Python scripts that process real-world security data, log files, word lists, configuration files, IP address lists, and much more. These skills are directly applicable to penetration testing, log analysis, vulnerability scanning, and automated reporting tasks that you will encounter throughout your career as a cybersecurity and DevSecOps specialist.